Welcome to the Taproxy Method, creating confident learners. The Taproxy Method uses a unique combination of breath work, brain body work, gratitude, and a clay-based program to affect the neuroplasticity of the brain in students. To help strengthen their mind-body connection, help them develop a growth mindset, and most importantly, trust and confidence in themselves. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. One way to support the Creating Confident Learners podcast is to leave a 5-star review and written review anywhere you listen to it. Thanks so much, and let's get started. But, you know, the first time I ever did a prolonged amount of silence, I went to Thailand in 2019. There was almost something that was a little scary about the idea that I was going to commit to 10 days of being silent. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation course. This course is here to support you, both parents and educators. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to increase focus, ease anxiety, and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's made into bite-sized digestible pieces to help you apply these tools right away. So a few weeks ago, I had the chance to do a day of silence here on Maui, and I was just thinking about how there is something really profound that happens when you decide to be silent for a prolonged period of time. I mean, often these retreat centers, it does help that they are in these beautiful places, beautiful locations. So this one was no exception. There were butterflies flittering about, the landscape full of beautiful orchids and landscaping. Whales were actually breaching in the distance at one point while I was out wandering the property. And we did a sunset meditation as the sun dropped over the ocean. So the only thing that was missing was a rainbow to make it a quintessential Hawaiian experience. You know, would have been that rainbow. But, you know, the first time I ever did a prolonged amount of silence, I went to Thailand in 2019. And there was almost something that was a little scary about the idea that I was going to commit to 10 days of being silent. And luckily, on the train ride down from Bangkok, it was an overnight train, I ended up running into a very lovely Thai woman who was doing the retreat with all the foreigners in English. And she gave me a piece of advice that really helped that first experience of 10 days of silence. And she's like, you're just enjoying your own company for that time. And so it almost took that, you know, I'm taking this time of silence, I'm going to be silent, and that's what I'm choosing to this. I'm taking this time just to enjoy my own company, which really did switch it in my brain. And it just got me thinking about, like, when we slow down, everything just seems to come into our awareness versus when we are just caught in the everyday, when we are not in silence or not choosing to slow down, we miss something. So, you know, being that slow, there was the idea of those butterflies flittering. They were in my awareness. What I was paying attention to, the taste of this really healthy and delicious food. You know, there was no distraction. You really had to be super present to what you were doing. And again, it was a beautiful experience. But doing this one day of silence and sitting for over 12 hours does take a prolonged amount of focus. Yeah, we had breaks and there were walkabouts and some yoga and some shavasana tied in there, but I had forgotten how much of an effort it is to commit to a day or more of silence. The next day, I felt super tired, but also I had this sense of prolonged and profound peacefulness within. And it just reminded me how important these practices are in life, how they redirected my attention. And I actually got re-energized in just one day time to so many work and life ideas to implement, all from just a pause and taking the time to focus and the focus of this time off and to commit to some time of silence. And just doing one day reminded me how profound 10 days was. Again, I did 10 days of silence almost 5 years ago. And so, you know, it was a commitment there. And it's something that I am drawn to and would love to do again. But just one day, half a day, you know, an hour of committing to just focusing and being present and not having distractions really does kind of change our internal state. So I wanted to, in this episode, do a little mini kid-friendly intensive together for us adults right now, just to see how the foundational practices can shift our attention. We're going to do the breath work, and these are the three that I do with kids. We're going to do 3-4-5 breath, nose breathing, as well as a minute of eyes closed breathing. I do tend to do up to 5 minutes. I build over time for kids, 1 minute for a week or two or a month, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And just building that over time naturally. And then we'll do a little bit of balance work. And I want you to see for yourself how it can redirect your focus and attention. So the first breath that we're going to do, so we're having a little mini retreat in this podcast today, just to see how slowing down intentionally can change our focus and actually change our attention. And when we have a pause, it's almost like we can redirect our focus. So the first breath is a 3-4-5 breath. We're just going to do it for 60 seconds. So a 3-4-5 breath just entails a slow inhale for 3 counts, a hold. So again, when we hold, we want a soft face, soft jaw, soft cheek, soft body for 4 seconds, and then a super slow 5-second exhale. And so we do this when we have a longer exhale, we are actually grounding the body, we're grounding the nervous system and giving this heaviness, but also this ease in the body. So I'll put 1 minute on the clock and I'll lead you through. We're going to inhale for 3, then hold for 4, and then exhale for 5. Inhale for 3, hold for 4, exhale for 5. Inhale for 3. Hold for 4. Exhale 5. Inhale for 3. Hold. And exhale. And right there, that was 1 minute. So super slow breathing. You can, of course, extend. But when I talk about kid-friendly exercises, really just a minute of practice, about a minute of each of these, really does shift their attention, brings them back to their body. When they are in their body, when we are in our body as adults, we tend to be more present and we absorb information better this way. So we'll go into the nose breathing. Again, we're going to do 5 rounds. So this takes about a minute as well. The nose breathing is really simple. We just close off one side of the nose, one nostril, and inhale through one side, and then exhale out the opposite. Inhale, and then exhale. So 1 round is actually inhaling through the left, exhaling through the right, inhale right, and then exhale left. And we'll do that nice and slow, just as we did the 3-4-5 breath. So having a little mini retreat in this podcast episode, closing off the right, you're going to inhale through the left, exhale through the right, inhale through the right, exhale through the left. That's 1 round. We'll do 4 more. Inhale left, exhale right, inhale right, exhale left, inhale left, exhale right, inhale right, exhale left. Inhale through the left, exhale right. Inhale right, exhale left. Inhale through the left, exhale right. Inhale right, exhale left. And letting that go, taking 3 deep breaths through both nostrils. And then really feeling the brain kind of activate and wake up here. And then the last little mini intensive breath that we're going to do is eyes closed breathing for a minute. I've actually, after doing this day of silence recently, have been moved back to this breath lately because it just teaches kids stillness. And the ones who are very distracted, very hyper, they need a little bit more stillness in their body in kid-friendly amounts of time so that they can sit and do the academic stuff as well. And so I'll put 1 minute on the clock for this. We're going to close the eyes. You can lay down here. You can pause. You can just sit back and close your eyes. And we'll put 60 seconds just to feel this in the body so that you know what is accessible for children of all ages, whether they're kindergartners. I do this with kindergartners all the way through high school. So closing the eyes. So us as adults, when we know something, we can teach it. We can share it as well. So 60 seconds, closing the eyes. So that was 60 seconds there. So just open the eyes, come back to the moment, just see how and if that shifted anything internally or in the body. And again, just taking, I mean, each of these were about a minute long, to have like a little mini retreat can bring ease in the body and just make life and focus a little bit more well-directed, intentionally directed. And the last thing I wanted to do was just do a little bit of balance work, balance and breath work. So when we do breath work, we're oxygenating the brain, we're helping the synaptic connections, we're helping, you know, kind of bring attention and regulate the brain. And then the other thing I love for brain work or brain exercises is balance work. So I want you to get up if you're seated and let's try a few of these balance exercises that are part of the foundation course that I have out and available. But you're just going to come up and you're going to stand on just one foot. Doesn't matter which foot it is. I like to bend my knee nice and deep. Makes it a little bit easier. Just don't have it resting on your body like tree pose in yoga, just balancing on one foot. And if you would like to challenge your balance, maybe you can close your eyes for 5 seconds here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then we'll just try that on the other side. So trying the opposite foot, whichever one you did. Again, bending the knee nice and deep makes this a little bit easier. One little strategy that I tell kids is, you know, maybe pretending or imagining someone is holding your shoulders to really help you find that balance. And again, shoulders over knees over heels or over the foot is going to make this easier as well. So maybe you want to challenge your balance on this opposite foot and count to 5. The eyes closed, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you know, just checking in if both sides were equally balanced or evenly balanced or easily accessible on both sides, balancing on the right foot or the left, eyes open or eyes closed. And I wanted to do this mini retreat with just these breath work and balance work really quick. You know, with this less than 5 minutes of our day. It was because I noticed for myself by taking a sacred pause in my life, it brought me more focus and attention, but in a more peaceful and easeful way. And I am still more present today than I have felt in a long time just by taking that prolonged amount of silence. So these kid-friendly exercises we just did do the same thing for attention span and focus over time for children. Anything that we practice over time that becomes almost like a ritual, there's a compound effect, a snowball effect. You know, the first time, first few times of sitting with your eyes closed or doing nose breathing or 3, 4, 5 breath, the body has to get used to it. But once it becomes a routine, once it becomes easy, then it snowballs and has a more profound effect. The body knows where to go. The attention comes easier. The focus time comes a little longer. The attention span extends as well for kids. You know, and when we talk about attention span in academics, for younger kids, a task, usually 15 to 20 minutes is where they can hold their attention, whether it's reading a level one book, whether it's a math game, whether it's a word study game and so forth. That is a typical attention span for younger elementary kids. And as kids get older, we can extend that into longer chunks of time. When I work with kids, there is some movement, maybe just from one chair to the desk or to the ground to work. And I work with them in activities that are bite-sized, that 15, 20, 30 minute at the most attention span. That's usually where we can work, and then we'll switch into the next subject, the next activity, and so forth. But if a child can't really sit and focus on an academic task for even a few moments, then there really is a problem. We have to build the attention span through the body, through relaxing the nervous system, through the breath work, through balance, and through bite-sized pieces of academic work that are tangible, that 15-minute, that 10-minute, if the attention span is short, but working towards 15, 20 minutes of focused attention at whatever task. You know, we read for 15 minutes, even if my goal is 20 minutes, until that is easy, you know, then we move up that 5-minute increments to 20 or 25 or 30 if we're trying to extend the work. And also that's dictated by the type of reading they're doing, right? We might do 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes of level one, but then when they start to get into chapter books like Frog and Toad or Magic Treehouse, you know, that 15 minutes might be that starting part again, even if they were reading 20 minutes before, because the text has changed, the font size, the material, the vocabulary. So, but these bite-sized chunks of time to work through and make a task easy before extending the time or changing the level of content. But over time, the children I work with will start to be able to focus just a little bit longer on each type of task, and it becomes easier because it's the practice and the consistency, but also learning how to be still with themselves, still in their body, with focus, with easefulness, attention, and awareness. When kids read aloud with me, I always remind them that the brain works better with an awake and straight spine and a non-wiggly body, right? When the body is really wiggly, then the brain's attention is being drawn away to that and drawn away to the body and the senses. And remember, kids with hyper distraction already get drawn by their senses. They have hypersensitivity to sounds, hypersensitivity to smells, hypersensitivity to movement around them. So we really need a quiet learning space for those type of kids. And so learning to manage their own internal world through stillness, through breath, through balance is so key for these type of learners. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation Course. This course is here to support you. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to ease anxiety and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's available as a one-time purchase or as an ongoing monthly subscription with extra group support and monthly live stream. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter to stay in contact. Keep up with the Creating Confident Learners community on Instagram and Facebook @Creating Confident Learners. Have a blessed day and aloha.